Today we're going to talk about what inyan and achila bizman hazeh can we do to be zeicha to the achila la'asid lavoi. It's very interesting that mederech klal and halacha, you don't find a lot of Mashiach in Yonim. Because the Shulchan Aruch was written for times bizman hazeh and bizman agolos. And in Yonim of Mashiach, we say, Hilchas ala Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, you'll take care of it. The exclusion to that usually is the Rambam, that the Rambam does have in Yonim of Mashiach, because the Rambam is Mefarish Kol HaTorah Kula. Yet in distinct and very specific instances, in certain cases, the Yonim of Mashiach come into Halacha. One of those cases is the Sudas Malava Malka. We know that Matzah Shabbos Bechlau is a very, very interesting time. On one hand, it's in Yoni Choyl. On the second time, it says you should not switch Big Day Shabbos on Matzah Shabbos. There is still a concept of the union of Kedusha, still Matzah Shabbos. That it says you should do is Yifreid, he should spread out his Shabbos dekel, his Shabbos cover, and the Shabbos table cover, and the Yarech Sudas Malava Malka. And he should make the Sudas Malava Malka, it's brought down in Halacha, I think it's in Shin Aleph, to set up the table and to have a Sudas Malava Malka. And it brings down the Minig, the Yishtechamin, to have Hati, you know, people say Hati, and the Chsidim had a Minig, to add a story from the Baal Shem Tov on Sudas Malava Malka. And like we know what Chassidim always said, that if you hear a story of the Baal Shem Tov Matzah Shabbos, it's a school of Ashirus, and it says there's three Lav Davkas. Lav Davka, a story of Baal Shem Tov, it could be any tzaddik. Lav Davka Matzah Shabbos, it could be any time. And Lav Davka, you'll ever be an usher. But either way, it's a very special time, the time of Malava Malka. But more importantly, it's very important to wash for the Suda. We know that the Rebbe wasn't big into meals. Ad ki dekach, there are those that are chayker, is that always was washing on Shabbos. But on Matzah Shabbos, the Rebbe would always wash for Suda's Malava Malka. That was something always the Rebbe would wash with the Rebbetzin, always Suda's Malava Malka. And the Shaila is, what's so special about Sudas Malava Malka? So the Gemara says that the Sudas Malava Malka nourishes a very interesting bone. And this bone is called the Etzem Luz, the Luz bone. What is this Etzem Luz? It's a little bone which is behind the neck of a person, and it cannot be destroyed. The Medrash brings down a story that they brought the loose bone and they tried to hit it with an axe and it didn't crack. They tried to burn it in a fire and it didn't burn. They all these different things. And Rabbi Mangel Shlita, his label Zeda, was testified that in the concentration camps, after the gas chambers, he saw himself the loose bones. They tried to put in the crematoriums, all the different bodies, but he saw clearly with his own eyes the bones. That whatever they try to do with it, it would not be destroyed. What is this bone? It says the Eibush to Fetchias Amesim will bring back the bodies. This will be the base that Hashem will bring back the bodies. And it says if you want to nourish this bone, it comes from the Suda Malava Malka. When you wash for Suda Malava Malka, you sort of nourish, you enhance this bone. Why does it need nourishment if it will never be destroyed? Because there's a very special shaykhes between Malava Malka and this loose bone. This loose bone is like the remainder of the old guf, which is giving chayis to the new guf, which is al derech Malava Malka, which is a remainder of Shabbos, and it's giving chayis for the rest of the week. That's why Dafke Sudas Malava Malka is the Suda, which gives chayis to the loose bone. What does it mean, chayis to the loose bone? The loose bone obviously will never be destroyed, because that is what the Etzem Luz is about. But on the other hand, that the Sefis chayis could express itself in the Kdima and Tchias HaMeisim and different, and the Pratim of the Tchias HaMeisim. So every single person, obviously, is going to want to be Mahadir in Malava Malka. And that's why in the Zohar, it refers to Malava Malka as Hudasa de David Malka Mashicha. It says each meal on Shabbos, one is connected Avram, one is connected Yitzchak, and the Shalashud is connected Yaakov, and Malava Malka is connected David, the fourth Agli HaMerkava. That David is the fourth Regel, and the Sudas of Malava Malka is Sudas of the David Malka Mashicha. And even though Chassidim, we are not noyig to wash for Shalashudas, even though we are noyig to have either an eight or mezoinis, it's not that we ignore the Suda completely. We're supposed to have something, but there is, we don't wash, we definitely do not wash for a Suda Shalashudas. But for sure, when it comes to Malava Malka, which other people, it's interesting, which other people are Mako, by Chassidim for all the years, they were very, very makpid on this special Suda of Sudas David of Malava Malka, of Sudas to the David Malka Mashicha.
If you would like more Nyanagula Mashiach Shirim, given by Rabbi Avtsin on various subjects, please email yLCrecording@gmail.com.